I made you call. So the chazaka ain't the brand tox mano is stronger than a chazaka and brand tox mano is stronger than a right. That's what the Nachas David says. What's the Gemara's abaya? So simple pshat, the Gemara's abaya is which is stronger, chazaka or migui. Right. Problem is, we ask the question that even if Lu Yitzor Migui Chazaka is stronger than Migui, but it doesn't make sense because for it, the Migui should decrease the Bira of the Chazaka, and then the Chazaka should not be able to be Maisi Mamin because you need a certain level of Bira to be Maisi Mamin. Obviously, it's only by the skin of its teeth because Abai and Rava say it can't be Maisi. We don't want to make a bigger machlokes being Abai and Rav and Reish Lakish than we have to. And when Reish Lakish says it can be Maisi Mamin, it's probably only by the skin of its teeth. So when you deduct the negative, the counter beerer of Migui, even if Migui is a weaker beerer, but it's not, Migui is a real beerer, works with Deraisa, it works for Yisurim. So that beerer, that which is Techaira, should definitely knock the beerer down to a level that you can't be Maisi Mamin. That was our kasha. So we really found that the Nachas David is answering this question. The Nachas David is saying, Eina chinami. If Lu Yitzur, Chazaka, Eina the Parea Tokmano is not considered Edis Gemura, then there's no shaita that the Migui would knock it down. Because once something's not Edis, you can knock it down. And once you knock it down, it can't be Maisi. There'll be no shaita. The whole shaita is that maybe Chazaka and the Prezana has a din of Eidim Gemurim. And once it has a din of Eidim Gemurim never gets knocked down. Because Eidim Gemurim is 100%, 100% you can't knock down or whatever. That's an Umdina, 70%, 80%, 90%, then you can have a counter Umdina, they can knock it down. But Eidim Gemurim can't get knocked down. So the
Gemara. What's the Shaila according to him?
So the Gemara Shaila is when Reish Lakish says Chazaka ain't on the breath tos mano and can be Maisi Mamin.
How strong is it?
He's saying that it's Maisi Mamin because it's better than Raif, but it's still for it, not Adim. Or was he saying that it's Adim Gemurim?
Right,
and so it's Adim, then there's a din. It's a din. Adim Gemurim is 100%. It's a right. Din. Eidim Gemurim is a din, Eidim is also not logically 100%, but it's a din 100%. And once you get a din 100%, then you can't get knocked down. So the Gemara.
Tysus would have no kasha, according to him.
Okay, we'll see in Tysus. I don't know. I'm assuming that's not true, but we'll see in Tysus. But that's what he's saying. He's saying the Gemara's suffix is, that's what he said. We did that yesterday.
Don't you need a pasuk to make this din beer? Just like you need by real Adam? Don't you need a Makar?
Okay, I don't know, but he said, I lost my sheet. I left it on the.
Makar's with Chaim Voloshiner.
Yeah.
No, Hagufa, that's what I'm saying. Where does we need a Pasuk to teach us this very interesting din that even though we don't really believe it, we're not going to bet on Vegas, on these Adam over Moshe and Aaron, but it's a din. Is it din beerer? We accept it as 100%.
Because that's a whole bit of Adim also.
What I'm talking about, Adim. But you need a Makar for that.
Adim has a Makar.
Right, but what is it? But where does Anan Sahadi have a Makar of this 100%, this din beerer?
I'm assuming.
The whole point is, Gufa, that it's not. It's not.
You don't need a Makar because it becomes Anan Sahadi. So you have Adim. We are the Adim. In other words, when you have an Umdina like this, then it's a two-step process. Once you have an umdina like this, it becomes halachically like a non-sadi.
It's not really true because then it should be trey if you have edim against you. If the edim could say that it didn't happen toich zman, then it should be trey.
So there's a chiddush. This is anyway, no matter what you have to say in the Nachas David. The Nachas David says it's considered, the tzad to say it's considered edim gemurim. But it's a davar pashat that even if on the tzadah is Eidim Gemurim, if you have Eidim, other Eidim against them, then they lose.
So I understand that.
There's but such a thing as Edom Gemurim.
But if Rebbe's saying that the Lumdus, the mechanics, if Rebbe's saying that the mechanics are such that Anat Sahadi means that I could testify, then it's Taka very Shver. Is Rebbe's?
So the answer is that when when a parent from the Nachas David, when an aide testifies, there's the way they say it. I think that we said it is that there's the Torah gives there's two tracks. The Torah gives 100% nemanis to an aide, but it depends what the aide is saying. So when there's a non-sadi, we can testify that we're 99% sure. So it's a 100%, then it's 99%. But that loses to 100%. That's 100%. Right? That's a very
if Adam really say they're 99.9% sure they saw it, we throw them on their heads.
No, we wouldn't. That's it. We have Adam like that. That's what Anan Sadi is. Anan Sadi means the Adam come into Bezin and say that we are 99% sure this is what happened. That's what Hayneh the Yichud, Hayneh the Biyah. But I was
talking about a real Adam, real Adam.
Real Adam, Hayneh the Yichud.
No, I'm saying if Adam come and they say we saw this guy murder, I'm 99% it was him.
Yes, that's exactly what Hayneh the Yichud is. Hayneh the Yichud, Hayneh the Biyah. They come in and they say we're 99% sure that there was a Biyah. So the halacha is they are accepted as Adas. They testify that's 99%. In the eyes of the Torah, anything that's 99% is considered 100%. So therefore, calls mind that we don't have anything challenging it. So it's considered Adas. But if a different Adam would come in and say, I was peeking through the keyhole and they didn't have Bia. So now it's Adam saying 99% versus Adam saying 100%. So even though they're both Adam, the Adam that say 100% are stronger than the Adam that say 99%, but they're both halakhically Adas. And therefore you can't weaken it with a counter beer, because the Adam, once you're then Adas, you're locked in. Adam can't be weakened. So because Adas is 100%, it's 100% 99%. So it's Vadai 99%. If Adam say 99%, then you cannot make it less than 99%, because it's Adam say, that's what the Adam say, and Adam is accepted 100%. So what the Nachas David is saying, the very beautiful Tifkai, is that Adam, you get the halachic neemanis of Adas, but the Adas that you're saying is not as strong as real Adas. But you get the halachic neemanis of Adas, and therefore you cannot be weakened. And umdina is a normal umdina is 90%, 90%. It speaks with the bira 90%, so they can be knocked down with a counter umdina. But here it speaks with the bira of 100%, because it's Adas, Gemura. And therefore it can never be weakened. That's what he says. It's very so. The tzad of the Gemara's Aboy is what's shot in Reish Lakish. Is Reish Lakish giving it a din Adas, or is Reish Lakish not giving it a din Adas? That's what it is.
Rebbe, I sent over that in the Shmaitza Vav Chav Beis in a tray of tray. The Shmaitza says that this. This type of chazota can't be machria, and it doesn't stay around. It gets killed in a tray of tray, even if it has supporting. But a chazota kamaisa would be even stronger. Like Mar Pun Fakir, a chazota kamaisa would say to go back to chazota.
Okay, but that's for a different reason, because there's a rule in Adas of tray kameya. So the more bira you add, it doesn't do anything because it's tray kameya. But a chazaka kamaisa is working from a different angle, so there's no concern of trei kameya. So
why does this get killed? Why, if it has Adam on its side, why does this get killed? According to if it's a non-saadi plus Adam, why does it get killed? Why do we keep it around?
What?
right? Other Adim. Because I have two Adim who say yes, and with the Chazaka, Adim says it's a
Kameya. Two Adim versus 100 Adim is a standoff. So you can never add to Adim. So two Adim and 100 Adim are all the same. So that's why it doesn't add. But when you add a chazaka, even though it's weaker, but that can add because it's working on a different track. It's very logical. Very, 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 very good. Because chazaka is a different track. And the Rekiva Eger has a suffix. If what about a rive? Because a rive he has a suffix. Is a rive on the same track of Adim or is on a different track? You know, there's chazaka. Everyone agrees you can add a chazaka by trey v'trey. Everyone agrees you can't add Adim by trey v'trey because Adim is the same track. And rive, Kiveger has a suffix.
It comes out that if this chazaka is not as strong, then it could tack it be around. In other words, in a tray or tray.
Yeah, because that's a different, I think it's nothing to do with our discussion because in order to be around, you have to be a different track. So it's a different track and then it can be around. Even if it's a very, very weak force, it's as long as it's a different track. So everyone kills each other and then you're left because you're a different track. That's not relevant to our discussion, I don't think.
And obviously, if we hold that Einon HaPeretechzmana is on a different track, then it's not going to be track. Around.
The Nachman is saying on both Stadim, it's on the same track. Either it's Adim or it's a Birer, but it's on the same track of Adim. There's no Shaila that it's on the same track. It's a Birer track. It's just the question is, does it reach the level of Birer of Adim? Or is it it's not Adim Gemurim, but it's definitely a Birer. So it definitely no one would ever say, I don't believe that another prayer talks mana would work by Trey Vitray. Just like Tysus says in Suvis that Isha Daiko Mintzvah can't work by Trey Vitray. I mean, or at least they talk about it. Tysus maybe said the other way and everyone jumps on Tysus. But you can't and Chazaka, which is an Umdina. It cannot work by trey v'trey. Umdinas can't work by trey v'trey because Adim is birer, umdinas are birer. They're all the same track. They can't work. Chazaka gemaisa is not birer, so it could work. And rive is a shida. Rekiv Eger has a shida. Is rive a birer or rive a din? Because 51% is not really a birer. So okay. That's a shayda. Okay. Anyway, the ma'is of the Nachas David, I think, is very, very sadistic. That there's such a thing as an umnina that becomes edis, and once it becomes edis, then it comes locked in. Not you can't decrease it, and even though it's not as strong as real edim, that's because their gufa is saying we are 99% sure. So they're not, but they're Adim saying we're 99% sure. So that's the tzad that Migui can't weaken it. The other tzad is that it's not Adim. Once it's not Adim, then of course it gets weakened. And once it gets weakened, then it loses, then it can no longer be mighty. Okay. All right. I think, are we okay?
Is that making a Bayan Rava too far away from Reish Lakish?
No, they're not making it far away. Why is it far away?
Because according to Reish Lakish, it's a non-Sa'adi. It's Mamish Spitz Adis. And if I have a Rav, it's holding no Shaykhis. They're not even...
Okay, but so I hear the question, but we tried to answer it yesterday because we said that really it's microscopic differences. In other words, everyone agrees that you need a very, very strong Umnina to be Maitzi Mamin. So, the amount that you move from the umnina that can be maitzi mamin to edus is maybe like one, also just one, you know, you're moving from 99.3 to 99.4. So it's a very small, you know, the very small jump that the Gemara's topic is. So it's not like they're moving, you know, there's a Rabbi and Rav say it's 99.0. There you can't be Maitzi Mamin. Now we have a suffix in Reish Lakish. Is it 99.1 where it's not Eidus Gemura, or is it 99.2 and then it is Eidus Gemura? So that's a valid suffix. Okay. All right. And we started this time. I don't know if you people saw, I sent you a piece, but I don't know if I want to do it yet today. But I just wanted to, there's on the end of this Taisus, and I like to get to it. The beginning of Taisus, we have to, I don't want to say suffer through, that's not the right word. We have to work through. It's a hard Taisus. But at the end of the Taisus, there's this, a very, very world famous Shach. It happens to be a world famous Shach. And Rav Elchanan Wasserman basically says that that Shach proves that Migo is working through this Chutz Taina. And many people, including the Biur V'Yudim, get all upset with Rav Elchanan, how he can say that, because it's clear in all the Rishayim and the Achrayim that they're learning Migui is Neumanis. You know, the first person that actually mentions Chutz Taina was one of the Rosh Hashivas, Rav Shimon. So it's very radical to say that the Shach means Chutz Taina and he doesn't say it.
What is the Chutz Taina?
Okay, we'll see when we get there. I'm just saying it's a very interesting. So it gets into a lot of the situs of how Migui works. So then I like to try and read that Shach. So, but we have to read through the Taisus. I don't know when we'll get to it, either Wednesday or tomorrow or next week. But it's on the end of Taisus. Taisus has a kasha from Yevamos. And then there was also, I marked off a little teeny grub. It's also very interesting. But okay. But let's read Taisus again. So, me, I'm reading, Melokam Chazok Amari the Shakir Alo. Hikshu Rebar Mordechai. But if over Shabbat, we probably won't get to it. So, but if you get a test over Shabbos, whatever, it's really a very, very interesting Shach, which is, okay. Hiksha Rebar Mordechai. Waha Chazaka Adiba Mishtar. Now, there's this Chazaka, Avena de Bretos Mahan, is better than a star. The star ain't a government of Shrua, but Ha Chazaka, governor of Shrua. And K. Michael, me boy, they. Upshita, the Migim Akam Eidim, no Amina, Koshim Akam Chazaka, the Deepa Tech. Okay, this sounds very much like the Nachas David, because he's basically saying that the Chazaka is even better than Eidim. Migim Akam Eidim, no Amina. And the Chazaka is Adipa, right? Which is, if I care, it sounds very much like the Nachas David, that you can have targets, because before we saw the Nachas David, we never heard in our lives that something can be Adipa from Edom, right? Never heard of such a thing. Here, Tavis is saying that I can prove to you that this Chazaka is Adipa from Edom. That's what he's saying. Then because it says, Shtar needs a Shrua. Shtar is considered Edom, and it needs a Shrua. And when you collect from Yisayim, and Chazaka, you know, the prayer of Shrua, doesn't need a Shrua. So that means that it's Adipa Me'edim. Well, I'm sorry, what did you say, Sandy?
I mean, how can we say that this Anas Ahadi, which is like Edim, is better than Edim?
Yes.
And okay. Also, we also had that if the star is contradicting the Anas Ahadi, we're going to follow the star. So how can you come and say that it's greater than a star?
Not the star. I mean, if Edim would contradict.
But even if the star, I have a star that says that he was Poriat Tok Zamano. We're going to follow the star, not the Anas Ahadi.
I mean, if I had a star, okay. So the question is, what in the world was Taibis is Havamina? It's hard to say that Taibis is Havamina thought that if Edim would contradict the Chazak and the Brave Totsmano, we would not believe the Edim. I mean, he theoretically could say that, but that seems hard to say. Right? So how could, what is he? So
the shvuah is a din in the star. Why does he have to make the shvuah? Because it's a din in the star versus Edom.
We're not convinced that the guy didn't pay.
If there's Edom, then we are convinced. If it's on the, if it's nechgra, then we're not convinced, because maybe he paid and he just didn't lose. It didn't have the star.
Apparently, Taibis, we were discussing this, yes, a Pashup shot Taibis's question doesn't make any sense because the shtar only proved that there was a hava. But the reason why you make a shrua, you're not making a shrua on the hava, you're making a shrua because maybe it was paid. And that's not the shtar, that's a chazaka, the shtar chabiyadi my boy. So really you can't prove that Edim is strong, that Ein Adam Pre'etos Mano is stronger than Edim. You only see that Ein Adam Pre'etos Mano is stronger than the Umnina of Shtar Chabiyadi my boy. So okay, the whole Taibis makes no sense.
Okay, so we wanted to say that the Shtar Chabiyadi my boy, since it's coming Mikarach the Shtar, so it has a Kayach of Edim,
right.
The Shtar. So now, if we can separate that part alone, and now say that Tosfos is comparing this chazaka to that part of the shtar, to that part of the edim of the shtar, maybe, you know, we can, you know, somehow see the steps in Tosfos' question.
Right. In other words, the again, same idea behind the Nachas David, that there can be levels in edim. So you were asking before, that Mr. Bissama Taibis would agree that if Edim Mamish came in and say that he paid Tox Mano, that would be Chazak Ein Adam Pre'etos Tox Mano. So what we would have to try and say is that Edim that say explicitly that we know is stronger than Edim than say that be through the din of Ein Adam Pre'etos Shtar Chabiyadi my boy. But they're both considered halachically Edim. It's just that there's dargas and Edim again. It's the same type of structure that we had in the Nachas David. There's Edim that say directly, we know that he didn't pay. And there's indirectly the Edim say, we know he didn't pay. The Edim that say directly, we know he paid, are stronger than the Edim that say it through the Chazak of Ein Adam of Charchev Yadi, my boy. But both of them have a halachic din Edis. And therefore, he can ask, Mige B'makam Edim, no, I'm reading, Koshe B'makam Chazaka. Right? That would be seemingly the structure in Taisvis, that you have to make two levels of Edim, which is what we saw in the Nachas David also. That there are two levels of Edim.
Right? Yeah, but he's saying that this Migo B'makam Edim, Lo Yamrinan, is even B'makam Edim of Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, which is getting a Koach of Edim.
Right, because there's a rule, Migo B'makam Edim, Lo Yamrinan, once it's qualified as Edim, it's a little bit similar to what also in the Nachas David. We said once it's considered Edim, it can't go down. There's certain. Once you're in the family of Edis, you get certain benefits of being in the family of Edis. But in the family of Edis, there are different levels. It's not really the same thing, but the Reshiva used to say, so I'll say it anyway, because it's a good you say, Shiva used to talk a lot about being on the team. That he used to say that when you're on the baseball team, the player that's on the major leagues, he can be the worst player in the Yankee and the team, and they never even put him up to play. But if the team wins a pennant, he also won the pennant because he's a member of the team, even though he never played because he was the worst team player. They kept him in the in whatever it's called, you know, in the backup. But his team, he won. It's his team won. He's a member of the team. He's in the major leagues. So he used to say to Shiva that by tshuva, because he based on Rabbi Yisrael. That a person, once you're in the gather of the Isa Tshuva, you belong, you join that team. Once you take the first step of learning, Rabbi Yisrael said that you mekabel to learn Musar, you're in the gather of Isa Tshuva. So he says, and you're labeled as a team. And once you're in part of that team, you get the midas of that team, notwithstanding that you're the bottom man of that team. He says the worst player in the major league could be worse than the best player in the minor leagues. But for it, you're in the major leagues and he's in the minor league. So somehow or another, once you get into the team, then you get the midas of the team. So that's what it seems, even though it's a completely different Indian, that there's certain midas that Edim have. Edim, Miga Mokam, Edim, Lo Amrita. That's a mida. once you're halachically called Edim, even though there are many, there are different levels in Edim, and there are stronger Edim and weaker Edim, but Migim Magam Edim Lo Aminin applies to every single level of Edim. That's a universal din in Edim. Migim Magam Edim Lo Aminin. And therefore, since Titus in his question is assuming that this is considered Edim, because he start to be Adi, my boy, it gets into a halachic din Edim. So therefore, you would have a principle, Migim Magam Edim Lo Aminin. So the so that's what he's saying. So that's his kasha. So since Migui would lose Migim Magam Edim Lo Aminin, Kol Shevim Magam Chazaka Dadif Etvei, because this Chazaka, in the same idea, this Chazaka is stronger than Edim. I can be stronger because this is there's levels in Edis. So there's a level of Edis that popped as a Shua, and levels of Edis that don't pop their Shua. I think you can also say it a little better, is that, you know, we ask the question, if Tavis is assuming that it's Edim, then how Hagupa, why do you need a Shua? Because it makes no sense. Shua, if it's Edim, if Tavis assumed that the star makes it, it becomes like Edim, they didn't pay. So why in the world do you need a Shua? So I saw someone said, and it was not in this sugya, but there's a tumim that says that Shua is a fishing trip. Shua is not when we mechayev a Shua, does not mean that we're really nervous. We really suspect it. It's that there's a possibility, and therefore we decide to go on the fishing trip. But it's not halachically that, you know, if you can't swear and you have a good reason, you know, obviously with Jimmy Toshi Yaga Shana Shah and Shani, but if there's no chi of Shua, you know, you can't swear, then you're pater. Except that maybe the Din Mitoch makes you chayiv. But it's not that you're chayiv, except that you can get out by Shua. Be'etzem, you're pater. We have Edim. Edim make you pater. But since there's a slight possibility, because it's the Edim is only coming through Chazaka Shachav Yadi, my boy, so there's a reason to make a fishing trip. So Chazal made a fishing trip. It's probably a Takana Drabbanan. So there's a reason to be nervous, so they made a fishing trip. But even though it's Edim, but Edim are, you know, it's like we were saying in the Nachas Tava too, the Edim say 99%. So Chazal can make a fishing trip. Listen, it's important, only Edim say 99% will make a fishing trip. So Taivis Havamina was that the Edim saying, Shtarchev Yadi, my boy, and I paid, is not even 99%. It's Edim saying 98%. And therefore, you need a Chiyav Shua. The Rabbanim is saying a Shua because it's only 98%. While the Chazaka of Ein of the Breyer Tov's Mano becomes an Ansadi of 99%. And therefore, it doesn't need a Shua. So that's his Kasha. So Chazaka can be other than Edim because it's a stronger form of Edim. We have, in the family of Edim, we have different levels. Okay?
But let's say, according to Nachlas David, who's saying that the Gemara's Kasha Gufa was, is it Edim or is it not Edim? Yeah, so how is Tosa seems to be asking on the side of the Gemara that it's not Edim?
No, but Tavis is asking that what makes it, whether it's Edim or not, probably how strong that Bira is. So the fact that it's better than Shtarcha Biyadi, my boy, proves
that it is Edim.
Higher level of so for sure it has to be a higher form of Edim.
Okay.
I assume.
Meaning that he the Gemara's Kasha, that whether it is Edim or not, he is saying it has to be Edim.
Right, because the Gemara's Shaita probably is Gufa dependent on how strong the Birer is. In other words, there's a certain level of Birer which knocks you into the level of Edim. A certain level of beer that keeps you into an umnina. There's a line that makes crosses where you stop being an umnina and become an ansadi. So since this is stronger than Shtarchev Yadi, my boy, so it obviously has to be a stronger form of Edim. What?
So what was Tyson's kasha then?
So Taibis Kasha is that I see that this is stronger than Adim. So it's obviously working. It's working with DNA. This is stronger than Adim. The stronger form of Adim.
According to Reb Chaim, can only be equal to Adim, Max.
According to Reb Chaim?
Yeah, that you're quoting Reb Chaim Voloshin, you know, the Nachlas David.
No, the Nachlas, we're saying just the opposite. We're saying Nachlas David, even the Nachlas David, we said that even though on the Tzad, that Eino the prayer Tosmano is Adim, but real Adim are stronger. So we see that there are levels in Hilchas Adim.
Right, okay.
So therefore, you can have three levels. You don't have to have only two levels. You can have three levels. You can have the real Adim. Lower than that is Eino the prayer Tosmano Dik Adim. And lower than that would be Shtark Kabiyadi, my boy, Dik Adim. But they're all in the realm of Adim. But the fact that Shtark Kabiyadi, my boy, Dik Adim, need the Shua, and this doesn't, means that this is stronger. So this has to be a stronger, means it's stronger in the realm of Adim. That would be the Ketavis is cash, I think, according to Nachas David, that if it's not Aiden, then it can't be stronger. So it has to be, it's more, the fact that it's stronger proves that it's a stronger form of Aiden, that's a stronger form of Aiden. Maybe Kupo, yes.
How could that be? A stronger form of it is nothing stronger than Aiden.
Well, we've proven in Eiben and Achas David that you can have something stronger than Adim.
No, within Chazakah is there different levels, not Adis.
No, he has it sad to say that Chazakah, Eino the Barea Togs Mano, is Adim Gemurim, right? And yet, even he would agree that if real Adim walked in, they're Naaman. So that means that you can have something which is considered Adim Gemurim, and yet they're weaker than other Adim. So that means you have levels in Adis. There are levels in Adim.
Right, but equal to or less than, not more.
Well, that means, so if I care, so that means such a hero, you have levels of Adim. That there, the Shtarche Biyadim, my boy, is even less than the Adim that's it. You can have three levels of Adim. You have Adim that walk in explicitly and say, we know the guy paid. That's the highest level of Adim. Then there's a lower level of Adim, but it's still called Adim, called Eino de Perea Toxmano. And Tavis assumed there's a lower level of Adim called Shtarche Biyadi, my boy. But they're all in the realm of Adim.
The way Tysus says it, he says, Migo b'makom Adim layam rinon. It really, you shouldn't say Kol Shekein B'makom Chazaka, you should say, so too, we're also Adim, right?
No,
so
because he wants to say this is...
The Torah is saying, well, Pshita Migo, and we are Adim also, right?
No,
How do we know we're Adim?
We know we're Adim because
the whole thing we were saying yesterday is that if we reach a level called Adim, then we're in the same camp of Migo B'Makom Adim. I'm just saying,
but we don't know that we're Adim.
No, Tysus Kasha, that's Tysus Kasha. What do you mean? Tysus Kasha
is better. You know that it's a bad, that it's right. Adim.
When Tysus is saying over, he should say straight out, not because I could show you by Migo B'Makom Adim, I mean, Kol Shekein Chazaka. That is what you say straight out. You already are Adim.
How do you know you're Adim?
Because it works without a shvur.
Okay, so maybe that's what he means. Kol Shekein, this is a stronger form of Adim because of what I said. You're saying the Lashon and the Nachas Dav is not so perfect. Okay, I hear. Okay, all right. Anyway, let me continue. Omri, Tinokosha Klau. The Vada Adim Adifa Mechazaka, the Amri Shapra Pim Togsmano Potter. So the question is, did Tavis know this in his Havamina? So this is what Sandy assumed, that Tavis knew this in his Havamina. And that's why we had to say what we said. But then it's, which does sound like, because Tavis says it's Vadai. The Vada Adim made the Amri Shapra Pim Togsmano Potter. But on the other hand, if Tavis is very, very unclear. If Taivis knew it in his Havamina, then why is he saying it now? On the other hand, to say that Taivis didn't know it in his Havamina sounds bizarre. I don't know. I don't know. That I'm not sure what way is better.
Sandy's way sounds better.
And what? That Taivis knew it in his Havamina too?
He's reading Avada Givist, of course.
So then why is he saying it? Taivis knew it in his Havamina, and yet he didn't think it made a difference. So why is he saying it again in his answer? He's not making a point. Okay, I don't know. The that affiliate of the animal of Hashar and part of love, the Zimnan desire, Abshita de Safra, can read it very calm, Mother Bamitsia. Okay, so Taivis, you know, it's just very unclear what the movement between the Havin and the Maskan is. First of all, Taivis quotes a thing of Zimnan desire, Abshita de Safra, he quotes it in Gemara. So, we always say that the Taivis doesn't, Taivis and his Havamina knew that Gemara Bar Mitzia too. It's a Gemara. Obviously, Taivis knows it in his Havamina. It's not like Taivis Machayish Gemara didn't know in his Havamina.
Yeah, but is Tosfos he retracting from saying that Shtach Abiyadi, my boy, is Mikoach Eidim?
I don't know. I'm saying this is the problem in the movement of Taivis. That yes. I don't know. I don't know.
It sounds like he's retracting.
I would have think that he's not retracting, but he's saying that even though it's Adam, but there's like since there's a mitziistic possibility, so with your button, you need to make a shrua. In other words, It's a din, where the Maisa in Mitzias is a possibility that the person paid. So even though in Mitzias, even though halachically there's a din edis, but the shrua, a little bit like I was saying, the shrua is like a fishing trip. Even though halachically there are edis that says that he didn't pay. But since in Mitzias, we have to admit that there's a possibility that he did pay. So it makes sense that there's a Chi of Shua. So the Chi of Shua, but it's very strange what type of the mood you have. I said the Lashon that this is a very hard thesis. I don't know. The thought it was Adim. Superficially, Taivis' answer is obvious. That he quotes a Gemara in Bar Mitzia, like Yeshikayach, like that the reason for the Shulah, because sometimes a guy doesn't take back the shtar. You know, that's all the Gemara says. But Zimnan, you don't get back the shtar because you didn't pay, you didn't finish paying the money yet, whatever you say, a few pennies. So, there's no grace of Chiddush, it ties in the Chayash's answer, and he should have known in his question. So, okay. But let us go further. Af kasha. To me, come a competition, I mean, a migamakam chazaka. Me the Rami bar chama. The Arbery call Nishwaim. I'm afkin eight of Havero. Ishtar, Sarah Laxerlo. And if a person is, so they says in the Gilead, he likes the word the Adim. Better than Bishtar. If you were mafkin with Havero Bishtar, so if he returns it, he has to have a proof that he returned it. Why do you have to have a proof? Because if you don't have a proof that you returned it, he can tell you that you didn't return it and you'd have to pay. Why should you be, you have a migui? Why do I have to be mafkin with Adem? I have a migui from Emin Amratzadi migui, Diboy Omar Nansu. He has a migui. Mishum, the Matsi Amre, Shtarcha Yadi, my boy. So what do we see? We see that shtarcha b'yadei my boy is stronger than migoy. So here is Rabbi Meltzer, Rav Nelson is right. This doesn't stem with the Nachas David, I don't think. Right? What Taivis is asking again? Taivis is asking that I'll prove to you that if Migui loses to Chazaka of Shtarche Biyadi, my boy, so shorty Migui should lose to the Chazaka of Eina de Barat Oxmano. Right? That's Taivis' gasha. We see over there in Bar Mitzia that Migui loses to the Chazaka of Shtarche Biyadi, my boy. Because you want to say Parati. So we have a right, you didn't, because Shtarche Biyadi, my boy, I have a Migui. So Migui loses to that Chazaka. So shorty, it should lose to the Chazaka of Eina de Barat Osmana, which is Adifa. So the Nachris David would say, when we read the Nachris David, no one is denying that Eina de Barat Osmana is stronger than Migui. But here, the Migui weakens the Chazaka enough that you can't be Maitzi. Right? Over there is the same thing. Over there it's also you and me, Maitzi. Over there, maybe it's the same thing. Over there, in other words, we should say the same thing. Maybe it's the same thing over there too. Over there, you're Third oxer is Aiden. It means if you don't have Aiden, he'll be mighty from you. Also, maybe it's the same thing. So how can he be mighty from you? Because he has a boy. And how can Starkle be Adi, my boy, be mighty? Starkle be Adi, my boy, be mighty. It was weakened by the Migui. So just like my boy, give me mighty from a muksik, even though there's a migui against it. So shorty, another prantos mado. Okay. So this one does work. Yeah. The last kasha from Yavamis won't work in the Nachas David, I don't think. But this one does work. Then you see that shorty, beyonde, my boy, doesn't get weakened by the migui, and you can still be mighty. So shorty, Ain't other bread talks mano should be able to be mighty. Okay. Shem is singing dog and a string grammar comment. Okay. The Adami cloud, I hit the break Omer. Omer Haka, the books of Clan, they say, Alkin, Bomber Yesho, Bomb, the Nemen, the Miga, the boy, bought the name Begita. Can I hear the Isha, shot on the boy, and think he will come up the other, me, I mean, Miga. The boy Amra Shamli Aldema again, I think it'd be Amra Mina Wasima Shak Mara Kazaka. My young man, Haka boy, the thing cloud after Haka. So, this is a funny line in Taisis. Why is this a funny line? Why is it low dummy? David says this is low dummy. Why is it low dummy? So, let's take the first case. Huxiklan Achim. And over there, the Migui beats Huxiklan Achim. So we see Migui beats Chazaka. So why is this? Why is that? Taivis is funny.
This is not a Chazaka Bumdeno.
Right. Now there is an Achris David says clearly, even without the Achris David, that our case we're doing with an Umdeno, and that has no Shaykhis. So a chazaka de meikar huxiklan achim is a chazaka of that we assume. No, umdina. Huxiklan this and achim means there was an assumption. There was maybe we know they were brothers. There was an assumption there's brothers, but there's nothing to do with umdina over there. And also the case of hechzika himokama be'ayram is also that she, there's no umdina over there. It just she told us that there's a mokama. So that's Parshat Pshat, why Taivis says it's low dummy, but the Taivis would even have to speak it out is like Kli Atzuma.
Furthermore, it's not only that it's not an Umdan over there, what he is claiming is not contradicting the Chazaka. Yeah, okay, you have brothers, good. He's saying I have sons. That is not contradicting anything.
So over there, you're not even going against the Chazaka. That's also, yes, I hear. And what about the case of Isha Shalom? And she's saying the husband is dead. Yeah, so she's not even contradicting the Chazaka either over there also. So it's Bechla, you're right. I missed that. I'm sorry. In other words, it has no shaypes to anything. First of all, it's a different Chazaka. Second of all, she's not fighting the Chazaka. So yeah, so it's like ain't a diamond to no dimyon at all. So why would Davis have to say that it's low dummy? It's like obvious, elementary. It's low dummy. Okay, but let's continue. I want to get to the end. Okay. The low dummy. Okay. Okay. Miyukasha. Here's the end. This is the where we want to get. I wanted to get to. The time of Yivam is Perek Beis Shammai. Yivam Rosh Amra Tok Shevi Yamim Lo Nivalti. Tovin also. If the Yivam says that the Yavim, even though he went ahead and was Miyavim, he went ahead and married me, so to speak, took me into his house. But she says, the mitzvahs have Bia. Without Bia, there's no Yivam, because you're not kind of Maimer, it's only Midrabanan. Kinyan Kassas are Midrabanan by Yivam. You have to have the beer. And she says, even though there might have been yichud, but she says, no nevalti. So koyfin also. So we force him to have beer. Or he says, koyfin also lachlos, says on the side. I take it back. In other words, she's saying he wasn't, she haven't told you, no nevalti, koyfin also. Now, hacha shoshim yom mevachri menu. Right. In other words, I think the case would be, maybe he even gave her a get. Is that the case? In other words, he went ahead and he said he did Yibam. And then he wants to divorce her. And she said, but on the Valti. So if it's Tok Shoshim Yom, we're nervous that maybe what she says is true. So he has to give her Chalitza. You know, even because if it wasn't on the Valti, then the get won't even help. So you have to do Chalitza. So the assumption is that he definitely had Yibam. And Amai, she's Shavya Nasha Ticha Tisura, but we don't believe that it's true. And therefore, we ask him to do her a favor, give her a Gechalitza, but we don't. But Rabbi Iker did, you don't have to give Chalitza because we assume you really had Bia with her. Mefarish Hasim. Da'ad shloshim yom, muke inish anafshe, fe'lo muke. That for 30 days, you know, we have a chazaka, then he had bia. Because a person would not be, he has yichud with her for 30 days. So he wouldn't be muke anafshe. So there's a chazaka that he vada had bia. Lechach la'achar shloshim yom, and kaifin, no mehemdu. So we don't believe her. In other words, during Shloshim Yom, she says that we believe her, or we believe it's a possibility. I know it's her word against his word, but at least we believe it's a possibility. And therefore, we're kaiving ourselves to give chalitza, because it's a suffix. So we suffix, have to give chalitza. But if it's Acher Shloshim Yom, since we don't believe her, Adamai, she's Shavya and Ashi, that's her problem. But we basically don't believe her, because we have a chazaka. Mimele, we don't require him to do anything. I've got this amigo. She has amigo. She could have said, that he didn't have bia, not because he stamped in Abia, but because he was Eino Yachol. He was Eino Yachol. And that a woman who says that the Eino Yachol is Naman. So she has a migui. Believe me when I say that he didn't have bia with me. Because if I wanted to, I could have said that he's Eino Yachol. So there she has a migui. And even though she has a migui, the migui loses to his chazak, the chazaka. So we see a klar raya that migui b'makom migui loses the chazaka. Right? That's Tzivus's kasha. Here we have a case. I'm not sure if he divorced her, and I have to check the case inside. I have to check. I don't know. But the Maisa, the case is he has a chazaka that says that I had beer with you already. And she has a migui that says you didn't. And the din is that we fight the chazaka against her migui. So we see when there's a fight in a migui and a chazaka wins. So this is clearly against the Nachas David. Right, because here there's no question of pashtus. There's no, I don't know. And it's he's muksik in himself for chalitza. I don't know. You know, in other words,
Rabbi, doesn't the migu speak to the chazaka in this case because of the fact that if it's in a yachol, then the 30 days is irrelevant.
Yeah, but she doesn't say in a yachol. She admits that he's yachol.
But the migu is that she could have tied it. If she would have tied it, that, okay. Then.
Right, so that's every time you have a migui. I could have tied it, you pay Acher's man, and then there will be no chazaka. That's every time the migui. The migui is, I could have said something in which case you wouldn't have had a chazaka. I could have said Parati Acher's man, in which case you wouldn't have had a chazaka. Instead, I said Parati Toik's man. So believe me that I pay Toik's man, even though it's going against the chazaka, because I have a migui. I could have said something that's not going against the chazak and I would have won. So here also, she's saying that you stamped in a bia me, because you stamped, you didn't have bia. She could have said, you didn't have bia with me because I know yacho. That would not go against the chazaka. And then she would have been nemen. But now that she says that you are yacho, she's married that he's yacho. And she's just saying that he didn't have bia with me. So she's going against the chazaka. So the
she doesn't know if he's yachol.
No, she's saying he's yachol. She's not claiming ain't a yachol. Okay, so she's not claiming ain't a yachol. She's saying so the assumption is a person is yachol and that's the kind of other way. So the migui is going against the chazaka. Nonetheless, we rely on the chazaka. So you see that chazaka beats migui. So that's Tzivus's kasha. So chayra, this is not like the Nachas David, because according to Nachas David, everyone agrees that chazaka is stronger than migui. The only the tzad that migui b'makom chazaka reading is that the migui weakens the chazaka the way he can't be ma'atzimam, and that's how we explained it, because. Once a migui, even if the migui, if the chazaka is not Edom Gemura, even if chazaka is stronger, it won't work, because once it's not Edom Gemura, then the migui weakens it. And since the migui weakens it, you can't be mitzi. But over here in the case in Yevamis, you don't need the chazaka to be Edom Gemura, as long as the chazaka is stronger than migui, so the chazaka wins. There's no necessity to be anything good, because Hashem Shan, there's no if anything he's the muksik. If there is a muksik, he's the muksik. He doesn't want to do chalitza. So he has a chazaka. You want to be mighty from him. So the migui is going against the chazaka. In our case, the person who's muksik has a migui. right? So the migui, even though it's weaker than the chazaka, but it weakens the chazaka, that the chazaka is not strong enough, they might be from the muksik. But over there, either no one's muksik, or if I care, the person with the chazaka has a muksik. So they're for sure, the fact that the migui loses the chazaka doesn't mean anything. You look like you're thinking.
Rabbi, is there something? Is he losing something if he has to do chalitza? Is there a loss?
What?
Is there a loss if he has to do chalitza?
He doesn't want to. It's embarrassing to him. He's spit in his face. I don't know. He doesn't want to do chalitza. So since we assume he really did it, if we don't assume he did it, or if there's a suffix even, so we make him do it. But if there's apparently even misafek, we make him do chalitza. But if we have a beer that
is Rabbi Stam asking nothing to do with Nachlatav or anything, that mathematically it's a ridiculous question, because in one case you have a chazaka just against migu, that doesn't show that a chazaka beats a migu plus a muchzik.
Right, because apparently the Parshat Pshat in Taisa has learned that the Gemara's lashon is Stam. Chazaka versus Mali the Shakir. The Gemara wasn't bringing in. The Gemara felt that the Muxik is irrelevant. First, the Chazaka and the Mali the Shakir fight it out, and then which of the best man wins, and that's it. And then the Muxik doesn't play a role here. That's how that seems how Taivis read the Gemara. Nachlis David doesn't read it that way. Nachlis David learns, it's clear in the Nachlis David that even if Chazaka is stronger than Migui, calls man that the chazaka doesn't have a din of mamish edim, then it would lose. So that's obviously because you got to be mighty mamin. But
this thing you forget about the muchzik when migma chazaka didn't we have this exact same sugi last year in Baba Metzia?
I do not remember. Your memory is better than mine. I can't tell you. I'm an old man already. Don't remember so well. I hope that Chas Shalom. But okay. Anyway, I don't know. I don't remember. But I do remember. At the end of the type is I remember from previous years. It's something I actually, even though I remember some things, that the end of Davis is not like the Nachlis David. Yes, the end of Davis is, but okay, so he's not like the Nachlis David. I can't help that. But the Maisa, what I